You're listening to Erraticus, Episode 13, Ghost Ship. Well, I'm glad that...
Oh my god, it did not take this long to get through the stupid insanity field when we first got here. Why the hell is it taking longer to leave it?
I assure you, the radius of the Siren Sphere has not increased since we last traversed it. Your panicked belief otherwise is due to your fallible human perception of time, compounded by a comically unreliable human memory.
Says the...
No.
Okay then, are we there yet?
We are 5 minutes closer to leaving the sphere than the last time you asked.
That's not a helpful answer.
You are correct. A helpful answer would be to give you an actual ETA. However, I have added ability to tell time to my running tally of your shortcomings. I would advise you to sit down and stay calm, but ability to follow sound advice is also on that list.
Talk all you want, but when I get my sanity back, you and me are gonna have words.
I look forward to hearing all 12 of them that you know. Now please, be quiet. It is difficult enough piloting my ship as I am without holding your hand as well.
You wish you had hands. Wait, I'm...
Yes. It appears we've finally left that horrible island and, to be honest, that hilarious Siren Sphere behind.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, let me...
No.
We've left the Siren Sphere. I'm allowed to talk now.
The revocation of your talking privileges was instituted in order to keep you from saying something that would alienate either Finch or myself.
Yes, but we've left the field. I'm able to control myself now.
My concern still stands. I'm not certain you can talk without antagonizing either of us.
Yeah, I antagonize people all the time. You can talk, Gee.
I said I'm sorry.
Oh, look at that. The damage has been undone.
Don't listen to them.
Now that we've left that sphere of influence behind, I will yield control of the helm back to you, Santee.
Okay, I guess you can listen to that.
Thanks. Everything is working well?
As well as can be expected, the ongoing degradation of my source code notwithstanding.
It looks like your systems are running more smoothly.
Yes, I'm aware. Just as I know that you are aware that your fixes were merely a band-aid and not a cure.
What does that mean?
I am still undergoing a rapid senescence.
You're not even trying to answer my question, are you?
I apologize. I should have anticipated that senescence is not one of the 12 words you know.
It means their source code is still decaying. They had huge chunks of themselves ripped out back at the Kuipernet. I don't think anyone in the Heliosphere could replace those missing pieces of code from scratch.
Okay, so how much longer until the ship breaks down?
I don't know. Do you have an estimate?
I do.
And?
I would prefer not to think about it.
But
I will give you two plenty of notice before that happens. Rats must be given the chance to flee a sinking ship, after all.
The only rat here is...
Which brings me to my next question. What do we do now?
What?
I have realized that, of the 12 words you know, that appears to be your favorite.
Yeah, right behind each ship.
Please. Thank you. Okay. We have navigation capabilities. We have a repaired engine. We have external sensors.
Limited sensors.
Okay, limited external sensors. So, what do we do now?
Is that a rhetorical question? We run to the furthest reaches of the Oort and stay there. There's gonna be a war, in case you haven't noticed, and both sides hate us. And our ship doesn't have cannons.
What? Why do both sides hate us?
Did you sleep through that whole debacle at the Kuipernet?
No, I know why Helios is out to get us, but why would anyone in the Oort hate us?
Because we're from the Heliosphere.
Oh. You really think running away is going to do anyone any good?
Yes. It'll do us good.
But... it won't fix anything.
Really? A problem this big, and you think we can fix it?
I caused it. I need to at least try to fix it.
Okay, what's your idea then?
We go back to the Kuipernet and reverse my program, which will hopefully get the net operational again. That'll keep Helios forces contained within the Heliosphere and halt their invasion into the Oort. And maybe we might be able to salvage our friend's source code.
You certainly have a high opinion of your... Oh no.
What?
There is another ship approaching.
What?
Okay, let's get out of here.
I'm afraid they're too close for us to flee. They'll shoot us down before we get a fraction of an AU away.
It looks like... Is that a Helios sloop?
It's definitely not an Orshin ship. How'd they get so close so fast? Hey, aren't you on lookout?
They are moving fast, and my external sensors are still quite limited, which I'm sure I've mentioned at least once in the past 5 minutes.
What do we do?
If they're Helios, they'll be after the rest of that source code, which means they'll want this ship intact. Maybe we can try running and hope they don't shoot us?
If they're Helios, they're also stupid, and stupid ain't predictable. I say we let them on board and fight them off.
I would love to outline just how horrible both of your ideas are, but we don't have time. I have what I suspect is a workable solution.
And your plan is?
Too complex to divulge in any detail at the moment. It also has the regrettable drawback in that it's a plan that will also preserve your physical well-beings. I'll do most of the work, but I need you two hidden and out of the way.
I'm getting really tired of explaining how little I trust you.
I think we should listen to them.
Really?
Yeah.
You are serious.
I am.
Ugh, fine. So, what, you want us to hide under a table or something?
For my plan to work, the only adequate hiding place for you two is within my central processor's alcove.
You want us to hide in your brain room?
I won't dignify that with an answer. Santee, do you still have that tracker you recovered from my hull several days ago?
Yeah.
Please retrieve it and then quickly get to my...
Brain room!
And don't activate it until I say.
Huh, did you hear? What the hell was that? Jeez. God, what is... Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
It's not fair.
What?
If I'd have known that their plan was terrify Helios Navy flunkies into submission, I would have wanted to help.
I don't think you'd be able to help here. Ghost ships don't usually have corporeal knife-throwing outlaws on board.
How do you know?
Because it's... Do you know what a ghost is?
How much longer are they going to play around with these wimps? I'm getting a leg cramp.
I think they're burning off some frustration. I don't think I've ever heard them be this giddy.
I am having a wonderful time, which is improved further by telling you two to be quiet. One is headed your way.
Ugh.
Oh my God, 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 oh my God.
Is the coast clear?
For now.
Good. What a bunch of pansies. Why are they even still on our ship?
My ship. And it appears that they are more terrified of returning to their superiors empty-handed than they are of me. Which is, I assure you, just as insulting as it sounds, and is something I am currently rectifying. They are also working under the assumption that the spirits haunting my hull killed you two, which is an inaccuracy I'd also like to rectify.
Ha.
Their other theory is that you two were too stupid to stay on board and are now deceased from the vacuum of space, which, honestly, is a theory that has some credibility.
The only thing that sucks more than a vacuum is that stupid joke.
Why are they so scared?
They know that this ship has information vital to Helios intelligence, and they know that they need to return this ship to the Heliosphere in one piece. But that's the extent of what they know.
Ooh, yes, I can see why that's scary.
They don't know about me. They think this is an uninhabited, broken-down ship. So when something keeps whispering horrible things to them.
Oh. I really hate to say this, but goddamn, I like your style.
Quick, be quiet.
What are you fools doing? The ship has been searched. There is no one on board.
Santee, that tracker that you retrieved, I believe now would be an ideal time to activate it.
Okay. What are you thinking? Oh!
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's actually...
Shh.
I don't hear anyone coming.
Heh.
Wow. Rude. So So you're planning on luring an Orshan ship here to fight off these Helios goons for us?
Precisely.
Well, I hope they get here soon. God damn it, I need to stretch my legs. Hang on.
What was that?
I opened the secret room in this secret room.
What? No, close that door.
Why? I'm bored and my legs are cramping and it's either stretch out into this other room or kick gi.
I appreciate it.
Also, this glowy jar thing is really cool. God, I wish we knew what it is. I wonder if that creepy scientist person back on Siren Island would have known.
That would have required her to learn of the existence of both of these rooms, which would not have been acceptable.
Calm down. It's an idle musing, not a regret. And for the record, I didn't like her either. Stupid smug scientist.
You know, she helped me figure out some of the fixes for the ship. Without her, we wouldn't be seaworthy. And I thought she was very pleasant.
Yeah, because you're also a stupid smug scientist.
I'm not that smug, am I? Hey!
But seriously, what do you think this glowy thing does?
Don't touch it!
Why? It's in glass or plastic or something.
Still, it's a good rule to not touch something unless you know what it is.
Then how are you supposed to ever find out what something is?
That's not the point.
Okay, fine. I'll keep my hands in my pocket. Wait, what's this?
Don't! Oh. Huh.
So, do I get an award for how many secret panels in this stupid ship I've discovered?
Here, shift over and let me see that. Huh. It looks like you uncovered a data port? No, not quite. But that outlet looks familiar. Where have I... Ooh!
You think the console that this glowy jar thing is mounted on connects to something else?
Yeah. I wonder if...
What's that?
The solenoid cord that Argamini gave me. I think it should fit right into the console here. Aha!
What?
Now, where would the other end go? Oh, I see.
You think the other end of the cord plugs into the brain part?
The central console, yeah. What the...
Oh my god. Look at it now. I've never seen fireflies do that. It's beautiful.
That out.
What? Oh, sorry. Hello?
So in hindsight, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to do. The glowy jar is still glowing, though, and the lights on their brain machine are all still lit up, but does it look funny to you?
It's hard to say without an actual interface, but I think that affected some of their core systems.
It did. What the hell made you think you could experiment on me like that?
Sorry. I wasn't thinking...
No. I think you were. I think you favored your curiosity over my autonomy. I don't know why I'm surprised.
Hey, take it easy. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision, and you're clearly okay.
No. They're right. I shouldn't have done that. Are you okay?
Does it matter?
What?
Does the answer to that empty question matter to you?
Yes.
Oh, what a shocking new development. Now, if the two of you are done experimenting on me without my consent, I have a human infestation that I'm trying to manage. So, if you could refrain from inflicting further damage on me, I would appreciate it.
That was really bad, wasn't it?
I shouldn't have done that. God damn it, Santee.
And don't beat yourself up too bad. It was an honest mistake, and our digital buddy is okay, and you need to save your energy to maybe beat a bunch of Helios goons up if this plan A fails.
I know, but...
I have an update. It appears that there are several Marauder ships closing in quickly.
And the Helios dirtbags?
They're still on board, but they haven't managed to achieve anything of note. They're currently dealing with a medical emergency. One of them appears to have stabbed his comrade.
Nice. How'd you get him to do that?
I've been whispering threats to him whenever he was alone. Then when one of his crewmates was headed in his direction, I turned the lights off right before his comrade entered the room.
Yeah? Impressive.
I know.
Hey, do you think I can...
No.
Ugh, what's the point of being a criminal if I can't have any fun?
Update. It seems that the Helios sailors have noticed the incoming marauders. They're arguing about what to do, and... Well, well. It appears they're planning on abandoning my ship. Brace yourselves. I'll launch us away as soon as they've departed.
Okay.
That wasn't a request for permission to do so.
I know. I was telling you that I understand what you're doing.
Then it was a waste of breath because my plan does not require your comprehension.
Look, I'm sorry. But can we wait until...
Be quiet.
Hey, easy now.
No. I'm sensing... Oh no.
What?
That bizarre accumulation of high-energy particles that swept us away several days ago? It appears that something similar is quickly approaching.
You think it's another whale pod?
An accumulation of high-energy particles.
Is it the same pod?
How should I... Oh. No, it's... different.
Huh. Cool.
So, what do we do?
Get out of the central console alcove and head to the bridge. I'm not sure I'll be able to navigate once it hits.
Finally, your brain room is stuffy. Hey, is there any Helios ass left on board to kick?
No, they've all vacated my ship.
Bummer.
Whoa.
Beautiful, huh? And is it just me, or is this pod bigger than the last one?
It is certainly more powerful. I suggest we leave immediately.
On it.
Look at that Helios ship running with its tail tucked between its stem and stern. Do you think those marauders are gonna chase them? Oh, guess not.
The marauder crew would like a word with us, it would seem.
I guess we should hear what they have to say?
No. We should leave. Or did you conveniently forget the incoming energy surge?
Whale pod. And hey, maybe this crew can give us a hand? Let me see if I can tell who they are. Oh, nope, never mind. Gun the engine's key and get us the hell out of here.
Okay. Hang on.
Nah, I wouldn't want to ruin my space.
Huh!
Nope, I'm okay. Don't worry about me.
I can no longer detect the marauders. Are they pursuing us?
No. It looks like they're heading back the way they came, but I think that's because the pod is chasing us.
That is what I was worried about.
Hey, maybe we should turn that tracker off? I don't want to run into those marauders again anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. What are you doing?
Buckling in. I don't think we're going to be able to outrun that whale pod, even with their newly fixed engine.
That's a good idea. Brace yourself.
Don't need to tell me twice.
I can't get us out of here.
Duh, it's a Nantucket sleigh ride.
Oh no. Are you getting these readings?
Considering that I'm the one who is gathering the data, yes, I am well aware.
What are you guys talking about?
This pod. It's a lot stronger than the last one we got stuck in.
And it's damaging our ship?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Hey, what do you think the odds are of another whaler coming by and bailing us out?
Can you transmit that polyphonic frequency again? That worked last time.
I've been attempting to achieve harmonic syntony since we became engulfed. My suggestion to you is that, if you think of a solution, you should assume that I have already considered it.
Why isn't it working this time?
There are any number of reasons, but I suspect that the energy field that's encompassing us is too violent and chaotic for my transmitters to overcome. Senti, do you still have the cord that connects that energy receptacle to my central processor?
Yeah, why?
I need you to use it to attach them again.
You're sure?
No. But I am giving you my consent. Now stop asking questions and go do it before the damage wrought on my systems becomes permanent.
Okay.
And Santee?
Yeah?
Stay close by in case I need you to disconnect the two.
Will do.
What do you need me to do?
Literally nothing.
Cool. You think connecting the glowy jar to your brain is going to stop a Nantucket sleigh ride?
Fascinatingly, nothing also means don't talk.
So, what happened when Guy plugged those two things together earlier?
Are you going to keep pestering me?
Wow, that's a dumb question.
I'm not sure what happened, but when that receptacle is attached to my central processor, everything is different.
Like, alternate universe different?
No. Honestly, I don't even know why I try...
Whoa, you still there?
Yes. Give me a moment.
No rush. I'll just sit back and enjoy the whale chaos outside.
I think... Oh, I see.
Whoa, that's... What are they doing?
I've achieved harmonic syntony.
You mean the same thing you did last time?
Yes, but on a much larger scale and much more competently than I did before.
Yeah, no kidding. Holy moly, it's amazing. God, I wish Gee could see this.
I have summoned him back to the bridge. I no longer think I'll need him to sever the connection.
Yeah, no joke. Whatever he did, hot damn.
You mean what I did?
Yeah, but he has hands.
What's going on? Whoa. Oh my god.
I know, right? I think the glowy thing is a lot more useful than we thought.
What? I don't understand.
Shocking.
What's happening? The glowy jar? That did this? What the heck is it?
Something that lets me see.
You couldn't see before? And you piloted this ship on your own?
No, you misunderstand me. My perceptions have intensified by several orders of magnitude. I can detect things I've never imagined. This energy field surrounding us, for example, it's not self-aware precisely, but it is sentient. It's alive.
Duh, it's a whale pod.
And the Oort. We're surrounded by infinitesimally small particles that are connected? It's, to be honest, it's too much to take in.
Oh.
And on the horizon, there's something. It's far, far away, but...
But?
It's... Oh, holy hell. It's enormous and terrifying and fast and...
Hello?
It's heading right towards our sun.
Thank you for listening to Erraticus. This episode was written by Sarah Newton and featured the voices of Sarah Newton and Jacob Zarek, with special thanks to Jacob Zarek for authorizing Cosmo Chemistry. Please visit our website at erraticuspod.com for details regarding sound effects and music attributions. If you enjoyed this part of our story, please share with others and tune in next time for Erraticus Episode 14, The Universe's Biggest Headache.